that's how it sounds.
Pretty Thank you for holding. Is this Ryan?
Still do have 11.
Yes.
Hey, Ryan. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
All doing well, I suppose. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Doing good. God is good. I woke up on the right side of the dirt, so I'm not complaining.
Yeah, that's right. And, he hit the floor.
I understand you're having a brief conversation with one of my representatives, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line. She wanted me to go over some pricing and details with you, but did you have any questions about the listing or what we'll be able to do for your company?
No, I'm pretty curious about it all, so.
Okay, okay. Well, I'll try to put it in layman's terms. You know, it's kind of my thing. I like to just make things as simple as possible. Have you ever done a search on Google for an excavating contractor before? Ryan?
Oh. 8972. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, no worries, no worries. I understand you're working. But have you ever done a search for an excavating contractor before, just to kind of see who's up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Yoder Jr. and Sons Hauling and Excavating, Roth Contractors. Have you heard of those guys? Eckhoff Excavating? Okay. So they're in the top recommended section. The reason that you want to be there is because 90% of the time when people do a search on Google, they pick from that section. So those guys are actually capitalizing on 90% of the call volume or traffic for excavating contractors in the area off of Google, right? So we have one slot available, and that's why we're reaching out to you. We saw that you were doing some other things online to try to generate leads, things like Home Advisor, stuff like that. And we know that those companies use Google to get the leads that they ultimately resell, and they're charging you a lead fee for, even if you don't get the job.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I've got over $600 in the lead program, and then another guy used locally here out of Denver.
Yeah. Well,
$5 a lead.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. Basically, what those guys are doing, Ryan, is they're putting themselves on Google, and then they get a lead, they sell it to you for way more than what they got it off Google for. Put it that way. Because the listing that we have available for an excavating contractor with the discounts, it's $2.99 a month. So it's literally
$2.99 a month.
No. It's $299. So it's like $10 a day. And we're also developing and hosting your .com website for you. We have that attached to the listing. Yeah. Yeah. So it's like $10 a day. But if you look at it, I mean, if you compare it side by side with Home Advisor, I'd probably save you money and generate more leads and better quality leads because the people are calling you directly rather than you trying to call back a lead that's already been quoted 3 or 4 times.
Right.
Right? So it's not saturated. These people are able to call you as a live call, which is what most of them do. I mean, anybody that clicks on that Home Advisor listing is usually price shopping, so they're going to hear out a couple of guys and go with the cheapest one. And that's not really conducive to a profitable work system there. They're basically just going to charge you a lead fee, and you're going to have to drop your price to compete with the other guys that quoted them, you know, so it eats up your profit.
Right.
So it's $2.99 on a flat rate. Like I said, the .com's included, and it's month to month. You're not buying it to any kind of long-term contract. We also provide a tracking system so we can actually show you all the leads that we're generating for you each month. So, I mean, obviously, if you're ever unhappy with it, you could fire us, but we're going to get in there and do the best that we can to generate as many job opportunities as possible so that way you keep using us each month.
Okay.
Okay. So if I could approve that discounted pricing structure, is that something you could see a value in giving a shot so that way I could prove it to you?
That's right at $2.99 a month. That's
yep.
The lowest we can go.
That's the lowest we can go with the website and everything, boss.
Okay. Do you guys create like my own page or is it just pretty much an average, just my company name, info, contact information, stuff like that?
Well, that's your Google business profile. So your Google business profile has your name, address, phone number, and a link where they can write reviews there. And then attached to the business profile is your own .com website. We're going to build that too. So you'll actually have an RLBcontractinginc.com that's attached to that, and we'll build a portfolio of like maybe some before and after shots, things like that. But we'll get it up and running real nice. That way they can review that, and by the time they call you, they'll already have that at their fingertips or may have already reviewed it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you'll have your own .com and you'll have your Google business profile. All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. So I got to verify some information about RLB contracting. And then they're going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. You only got to do it one time for as long as you own your business, but it'll say Google right on it. And then there's a little 5-digit number on the back that I'm going to need from you. What's the business street address that I could send that to?
11077 Wicket Road.
Wicket, WICKET?
Yes.
Okay, I found it here. 63630?
Yes.
Okay. And then you can have that address hidden if you like, or I can leave it displayed. What do you prefer?
What is it?
Your address, it came back as a residence. So when you work from at a home, you can hide the address. You don't have to have it displayed on Google. So I was asking you if you wanted me to hide it or leave it displayed.
You can hide it.
Okay. So when you see your listing, it'll still say cadet, and then it'll still have like the state zip on it, but it's just not going to have the actual street address, and I'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions.
Okay.
Okay. And then what's your last name, Ryan?
Brakefield.
Okay. Just spelled just how it sounds.
Yeah, BREAKFIELD.
Okay. And are you the sole owner of the business, or did you have a partner?
No, I'm sole owner.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you an invoice receipt and an outline of the agreement in writing. This is something that you'll be able to write off as a business expense. And then also I wanted to have everything in writing because of the discounts that I applied for the listing. What's your business email address that I could send everything to?
It's alljackedupmopar04@gmail.com. I've had it forever.
Okay. What kind of Mopar do you have?
I've had about all of them, but.
That's awesome. I love American Muscle. I'm always watching, you know, there's Counting Cars, and then there's another one that I watch too. This guy, Rich Rollins out of Texas. Where they go find these Mopars and these older cars, and they restore them. They rebuild them. It's called Gas Monkey Garage.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I love that stuff. Okay, so it's All Jacked Up Mopar, you said? I'm sorry?
Yes, 04@gmail.com.
04, okay, at Gmail. Perfect, you're already a Gmail user. Okay, and then I won't have this displayed. This is mostly just for me to contact you. There is going to be a contact us profile, though, on your .com website. And the customers, like, let's say they call you and you don't answer the phone. It'll actually automatically navigate them to that contact us profile, and then it'll forward to the email. So did you want me to have everything forwarded over to this email as of right now?
Yes.
Okay. We can always switch it out later, too, if you get, like, a business one. But we'll start it out like this. Okay. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business displayed?
7 to 5, Monday to Saturday.
7 to 5, Monday through Saturday. Okay, and Sunday closed?
Yes.
Okay. And you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I do not have a card reader.
Okay, so just cash and check for right now?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, the website's compatible with PayPal, so if you get a business PayPal account, you can have it attached to the site, and that way they could go to your .com and just put in their card information and pay you, and it's, like, automatically deposited. But obviously, when you're setting that up, you want to monitor, you know, what they're charging you. You know, they'll walk you through, like, a background check, and, like, I think based on your score, they charge you different percentages. I don't know, it's just something to review, but it's convenient for the customer. I mean, they could go in there and just pay you with their card while you're on the job site, or they could split the payments that way. So, up to you.
Okay.
All right, and then I got the business profile created. We will need to do a client interview with you. So the client interview is it's exactly what it sounds like. So we're basically just going to interview you on all the services that you offer. So that way we're listing you correctly. Make sure you're not getting any irrelevant phone calls. They're going to go over like the service area, okay, in case there's anywhere you don't want to go or don't want to be promoted to. And then also they'll pick your brain on the website, you know, color, how you want it to look, things like that. So it's usually about a 30 to 45 minute conversation, but we ask for an hour window to get it completed. What's a good time where we can have that client interview?
Probably around 5 o'clock this evening.
5 o'clock, okay. I got a 4 to 5 available.
That'll work.
Okay. All right, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail, and then I'm also going to text you like 1 hour before just to make sure that it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I could always reschedule it, but I want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible, okay?
Okay.
All right, and then I'm going to be your account lead, so I'll be here to help you moving forward, okay? It's not one of those things where we just set it and forget it. We want to make sure everything's working properly, so I'll be checking in every now and then, but I'll give you my direct number, and if you want something done correctly, you can always call me directly as well.
Okay.
Okay. Or if you want something done quickly, excuse me. All right, here comes my direct number. And then did you have a logo or photos that you wanted to use for your website?
Not yet. I'll have to send them to you or something.
Okay, so I'm going to send you the email address too. Whenever you're ready, send those in, and then I could have those attached to the website as well.
Okay.
Okay, I just texted you both of those. And then the last thing we got to do is secure that first month's payment. So in terms of securing the $299 for that platinum bundle, how did you want to do that?
It'll be by card.
Okay. Is it going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
This card will be my personal name.
Okay, so just Ryan Brakefield. Is there any middle initial?
It's Ryan Leon Brakefield.
Leon, L-E-O-N?
Yep.
All right, perfect. And then is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
5320.
5320.
3091.
3091.
1307.
1307.
2919.
2919. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
3 of 25.
So 3 of 25. And then 3-digit code on the back.
890.
890. Okay, and I'm going to walk you through a brief voice verification as an added form of protection for you. I'm also going to send over the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement while I have you on the line here, and then I'll let you get back to your day until that client interview this afternoon. As I'm walking you through this voice verification, Ryan, if there's anything I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as a business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
RLB Contracting Incorporated.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Ryan Brakefield, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So that's not saying that you can't do anything else. We know what you're already using. It's just saying give me a heads up before you add something. That way if somebody's like touching your website or the Google Business profile, I know what's going on. It's not conflicting. I also don't want you paying for something you already have either. So if you're not sure, just double check. Okay. And it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's August 1st of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's going to be for the Platinum Package. So you're actually getting the Platinum Package that's advertised at $599 on our website. I got you down to half price. And then I'm locking in that pricing structure. So as long as you're with us, you get that rate. It'll stay $299. Okay, it's set up to automatically renew each month on the first day. It says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties if you decide to discontinue. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
Okay. So it's going to be each month on the first day, $299 Platinum Package. Okay, and then I'm going to purchase your domain name right now, and then we'll have some options ready for you at the client interview. And then I'll also send out your PIN verification letter right now. The PIN verification says it takes about 3 to 5 days to receive. It's Monday, so I'm thinking by Friday, we should have that in the mail. I don't know if you check the mail or if Mrs. does or somebody at the house, but try not to mistake that for junk mail or let them know that's coming, because I've had guys throw it away before or had their wife throw it away, and then we have to resend it, and then it's just setting us back a couple of days, you know? So I'll always make it right if that happens, but I'd rather not, you know, jump through those loops. Let's try to get things right on the first time around.
All right.
So that concludes the initial setup process. Thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. We're going to circle back with you this afternoon for the client interview between 4 and 5. Like I told you earlier, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you know, feel free to call in. I'll be here to assist you until you feel comfortable with everything, and then I'll back up and let you do your thing, okay?
All righty. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Ryan. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
You too.
Bye-bye.